April 1st, day for pranksters. Our intern has already been hoodwinked and bamboozled
a couple of times, like twice already by social media. What happened?
I woke up this morning and I opened Instagram and a social media account had posted a image of like, hey, smell our new scent by putting your phone to your face.
And you did. And
how long? How long did you smell it before you realized that was, how long?
Like a whole minute.
All right. Like, wow, new smell okay. Instagram post. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Smellogram. It's not real. Dang it.
I mean, you did just wake up, so you were probably just like in a totally different state of mind.
My phone's broken. I need to get a new one. I can't smell anything.
And Kat's mom texted her, hey, congratulations. Or what did she text you?
My mom texted me this morning, good morning. I love you. I'm pregnant. And I was like, oh, excuse me, you can't get pregnant. She goes, got to think of better material. April Fools.
Hashtag April Fools. Wow. Mom dropping in the I'm pregnant jokes.
Now, if I sent that in the family group chat, everybody would have heart attacks and pass away.
Yeah, so. For sure. 1,000% different.
But we need to introduce you to one of the most classic news stories surrounding this day.
One veteran April Fool's Day jokester in Kingsport had it all planned out.
Enter Susan Hudson.
I do April Fool's Day jokes.
Okay, so okay. She's struggling to get it out already.
All right, Susan,
I'm
continue.
A jokester.
All the time, okay?
This year would be the best yet, a prank for her sister.
Okay,
the big one.
Now, why is the news talking to Susan about a prank that she pulled on her sister?
It must have been real big.
Right?
Yeah.
I was doing an April Fool's joke.
Okay, doing an April Fool's joke.
That's all she was doing.
I said Helen. I shot my husband.
Okay, Hang on.
What? I said Helen. I shot my husband.
Okay.
Wow. Aggressive.
I'm cleaning up the mess.
Oh God.
Let's go bury him in Blackwater.
So this is she calls her sister and says, I shot my husband and now I'm burying him.
Yeah, help me bury the body. Oh God.
Yeah, you heard correctly. She told her sister she murdered her husband.
Okay.
Don't joke about
now
that.
Now listen, I'm laughing because it's all a prank.
Yeah, it didn't happen. That's why we can giggle nervously.
Sister Helen called another family member. Somebody called 911.
You're Helen and you get the call from your sister Susan that she murdered her husband, you're like, okay, well, you're hanging up and you're calling 911.
And next thing I knew, there was law everywhere.
That's what happened. Stop it, Susan. Okay.
And next thing I knew, there was law everywhere.
Yes, well...
The response was excellent.
She's like, listen, of the times that the police has been called on you, this has been excellent.
Like 5-star review.
Kingsport police staged outside of Hudson's pastel yellow house, guns drawn, as they prepared themselves for a bloody murder scene.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, the police are rolling up there. They don't know what they're going to expect.
Absolutely. They got a call.
Absolutely, they did.
And I thought it was some big man going to come out there.
That's the neighbor.
Okay.
That's the neighbor.
That's a neighbor.
Here comes the woman out and handcuffed her. Put her in the car, and I thought, well, what in the world she done?
What in the world she done?
Where's her husband?
I'm telling you what, this whole story is next level.
But inside, they only found Hudson, and she started to learn the joke might be on her.
Okay.
Oh, really?
All right, so now...
Really? This is going to backfire?
Now, we come to a conclusion of this. Susan... Now dropping in some hot tips.
Oh, hot tips.
For pranksters that may want to pull something on this day, April Fool's.
She learned a lesson.
Be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
There you go. There you go.
She's so scary.
Hot tips from hot Susan tips. Hudson.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Hubs is okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, kids.
Be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
Solid advice from someone who knows.
That laugh will haunt me forever.
Thanks, Ben. We're going to have nightmares.
Wow. I wonder what, Thanksgiving, Christmas is like at that household because they got a story to tell every year.
For life.
Hey, Helen, you remember? Yeah. You remember that one time?
There you go.
I called you.
Happy April Fool's, friends. On 99.7 DJX.